deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 18th edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. That's right. 18th pod. The pod can vote now. Oh boy. Another maroon casting their opinion. Their opinion. I am your host, Danny, aka Captain Maroon, and I will be joined by my co-host, Sean, also known by his rap name, King Shingle, aka Lil X Hamster. And in today's pod, I complain about my life, what else is new, realizing my job is nothing but misery, and oh boy, it loves that company. Oh, and we talk a lot about Warhammer and Warhammer 40K. Love that universe. So much fun. Actually, I think a majority of this pod is me complaining about my life and Warhammer. And some video game talk about Warhammer, Space Marine, Baldur's Gate 3, even some Diablo 2. Whoa, gaming. What a distraction. What a fun distraction. Also, I want to state that I intend to get a pod out every Monday going forward. That's right. Every Monday. I am calling it Maroon Monday as a personal goal to get these pods out at least once a week. At least. I've been slacking due to some things going on in my life, but I am fucking tired of the excuses. No more excuses. I'm done. So, Maroon Monday. Let's go. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, start us on a good note.
West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that center in the window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
Well, yeah, I'm like, oh my.
Even at least that last part. But man, I realized I got to move. Don't say why, but just realized I got to move. And I was looking at jobs last night, and I realized, well, I'm fucked here.
Yeah, this will not be a lateral or upgrade move, Sean. That's what I've accepted. It's like, oh, this is going to be a massive downgrade, isn't it? And my brain's like, yep. I was looking at like being like a delivery truck driver. I was like, what can I even do? And I was like, if you don't want to get into IT, and it's like, well, you could move shit. And I was like, oh my God.
Cobbler.
Yeah, cobbler. It's an honest profession, man. Honest profession.
Yeah, no, you're right. Look, I don't want to be in IT anymore. What can I do? And yeah, I mean, for this now, I mean, God, it is such a tough time because like all the AI is coming out. And it doesn't replace people, but like the ruling class thinks it does.
Right.
So they fire everybody and then they say, oh, well, AI is running it. And then it'll collapse in like a year or two. But for now, they're still in the impression that AI can handle it all. And that means, like if you're out of college, you can't find a job. You certainly can't find a job in the field you studied for. Forget that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But even like, you know, a truck driver or something like that. Like,
yeah. Like, dude, yeah. I will not find anything in belly dancing. Like what I studied.
In what?
In belly dancing. Like belly dancing. That's what I studied. And I won't find a single thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you will, but, you know.
there might be a market for that.
I think there's a market for that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm just like, I was looking at it. I'm like doing math, dude. I was literally doing math last night. Like, okay, this is probably what the pay is, right? What would this be? Okay. And I'm like, well, how much would that be? And I was like doing math. And I was like, okay. I was like, literally, I had like multiple calculators up. Like, okay, this is what I think this would be. And I was just looking at it like, I want to be fucking broke. I have no money.
Yeah.
But this, like, God loves playing jokes on me and everything would be so funny. There's a part of me that thinks, what if I change jobs? You know, oh my God, this is over, and change jobs. And it's like a way worse job. It's just a shitty job. And I'm like, right. Right. They're like, yeah, but
you're free.
I know.
You're free.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, but is that the worst? I mean, dude, there is times today, because back to school is here, where I was like, God, I hate this fucking job, dude.
I remember back to school. Jesus Christ.
It's the worst, man. Nothing's plugged in. Nothing. Was that a school where the guest Wi-Fi wasn't working? It had to basically like initiate like a page that you like authenticate to, and then it redirected to another page, and it would break in the redirect. It would just wouldn't go anywhere. And I'm like, right, because I can't even get out to the internet. And whatever the redirect they added, I think it was like new. And then I think the redirect, when I finally got it to work, it was like a form you fill out. Where you fill out like your name and your email, and you set up a password and the whole thing. And I'm like, you have to set up like an account for a guest? For the guest network? Like, fucking, what are we doing here? And then, I was just asked to like they had like some crazy, like, it was almost like a jungle gym. I mean, it was like a support beam thing. I don't know. It was like, I guess to like raise like a bed or something at one point. They have no idea what it was. And they're like, and I was like, well, can I help in any other way? I can't do anything. The internet's not working for me. And they're like, well, can you remove that? And I'm like, sure. Well, I'll try that. And I'm like pulling out, you know, screws. I have to get like the star-headed screws. You know, like the right.
Oh, man.
And I'm trying to like disassemble like this thing that I've never seen before. And I have no idea what I'm doing. And I'm carrying like part, like literally like these like long poles and like, you know, like just this like contraption back to my car. And I'm like going like, what am I doing? Like, this is, oh my God, I'm so happy. This is what I've always wanted to do. Like assign random shit. That like makes no sense. It's not in my field. It's not what I'm supposed to do. I have no knowledge. I was saying out loud, like, where's the manual for this thing? I don't even know. What does this lever do? I'm so confused. I'm not a mechanical engineer, Sean. I don't just, that's just the way it works. My brain's like, I don't know, man. I'm out to lunch. I don't know what's going on.
I'm out to lunch.
I'm over this shit. It's going to force me to get a new job. And so like, I'm kind of like, miserable a little bit right now doing some of this stuff. And also in a weird way, it sounds so weird, but it's like, it's the happiest I've been at a back. Like some of the stuff I'm like, Hey, you know what? It is what it is. I'm telling some of the teachers, like, we'll get through it. It'll be fine. Right. Well, it's just like this every year, you know, goose fraba, we'll get through it. And I was like, I was never like that before. I was always like, this is the worst. We're in the trench warfare. We haven't even moved an inch. I think we lost an inch. This is the worst. And then the person would be like, yep, agreed. I'd be like, all right, bon voyage. Next topic.
In the Warhammer 40K universe, a lot of the stories about like the warp and chaos and the void, they all kind of start in a similar ways. There's the Empire, and it stretches across tens of thousands of planets, and there's an alert. One of our planets has been lost to chaos. What do we do? And they have a supercomputer, because the Emperor is like in a coma. So they say, okay, we made this supercomputer that'll kind of like calculate everything and bring in all this data, and every storyline, it's almost the exact same thing. It's like, we've lost this planet. What do we do? The super calculating. Abandon it. Always the first option.
Yeah.
Don't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then whoever the person putting it in says, no, we can't abandon it because it's a strategically placed. And then it goes, all right, recalculate. Blow it up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's usually what it's. I remember that. It was always like, you're going to have to nuke it. Like, that's your first option is to burn the whole fucking planet.
Yeah. Do nothing or nuke the entire thing. And then it's like, no, well, it has all these people on it. Or no, then it was, how about all these civilians? Nuke it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it has all these people, but it also has like this like special kind of like aircraft or some weapon that we need. Send in the space marine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's like all this supercomputer you have all, and it should be thinking of all of this strategy and how, you know, what are my best options? And it's always the same. Right. Do nothing. Nuke it, or just send in space marines.
Right.
So, like, and it should say, like, look, you know what I'm going to say. Why are you even asking me?
Yeah.
Like,
you just,
I'm running all my processors here. Just leave me alone, man.
It's basically like, look, man, you know what you want to do. You're just asking me for permission.
Yeah. That's 100% what the Warhammer like Empire supercomputers like. It's like, wait, leave me. You know me. You don't need this path. You could write it on a napkin. What I'm going to tell you to do.
You could chisel it on like a tablet, like a fucking like a commandment, because it won't change ever. Mm-hmm. It'll be leave it alone, and then fire. With fire where? Like concentrated? And it'll say fire equal planet. It's like, so the whole thing? It's like, yeah, you gotta do it. It's like, then Nurgle kind of wins, doesn't he? All Nurgle has to do is infect a little bit. And then once it starts to spread, Nurgle's won, hasn't he? And it's like, no, Nurgle never wins because we just blow it all up. It's like, sounds like Nurgle wins to me, but okay. To each their own, right? Yeah, it's fucking dark. I'm so like happy that you got into the Warhammer universe, man, and like you're like into it because it's a really fascinating universe.
And oh yeah, there's plenty. There's really cool stuff in there, and all the themes and
yeah, totally, dude. Like I was into it. I don't know if you remember. I called him Johnny Knoxville, but Johnny Ute, one of my buddies growing up. He was the one that got me into Warhammer. And I got into it, you know, like as a teenager, but like I found out no one was into it, basically, really quickly. No other teenagers into fucking Warhammer, dude. It's like an adult thing. And we tried to play a game once, and the rule book is like, imagine stacking 10 Bibles.
Oh, yeah, it's nuts. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah. It's absurd, dude. So it's like we try to play a game, and then you just make up your own rules, and it's just kind of more about like the imagination and the story and the world and all that. And yeah, there's just a lot there. It's just, it's a fun universe, and it's still like steeped in reality, you know, where you're like I could see this happening, like, oh, project it 40,000 years in the future. And it's like, how would things be? And it's like, would it just be a lot of technology, but just more war? This is kind of the same thing. And it's like, yeah, Hammer, Warhammer. Dude, this is why I love the Warhammer universe. You just unlock the memory. I was playing this Space Marine game. There's a couple of them. And there's a sequel that came out, Space Marine 2. And I played the original because it's like basically free now on Game Pass. And I was playing it, man. And it's such a fun game. And it's like, there's no RPG elements, right? You just here's your new gun. It's like Doom. Here's your new gun. Go nuts. The orcs are attacking, right? So basically the idea is you go to a planet and the orcs are going to take over a Titan. Basically the orcs have like landed on this planet. They're basically revolting, taking everything over. And apparently there's this massive Titan. And the whole thing with the orcs is they're not really technologically sound. Their whole thing is, wah! Right? Mm-hmm. Everything is, wah! But they're not really, they ain't really advanced, right? And so, basically, in this game, they're trying to get the Titan, and it's like, well, if they get the Titan, it's over, right? Like, they're like, this is gonna, they're gonna basically own this planet. Because they have the most technological thing, and they're the fucking orcs that are like crazy bloodmonger, war thirsty, right? Like, this is why when I was growing up, my favorite was the orcs, was one of them. The orcs will never betray you.
Yeah.
You know exactly what the orcs are about. The orcs are not going to manipulate you. The orcs aren't going to go, hey, let's do a deal. Backstab. The orcs are like, we want your shit. Wah! Yeah. Hey, our currency is teeth. Yeah. We deal in teeth. Like, they're insane, dude. But you know exactly what they are. They're just warmongers. There's no subtlety. There's no deceit with the orcs. And I always enjoyed that. I was like, oh, how refreshing. So...
very refreshing,
very refreshing. So, in this fucking game, dude, you're the Space Marines. You're this elite unit, like you were talking about, and you land on this planet, and you got to basically fight back the orcs. And there's like this orc war boss who's like the classic orc war boss, the 40K. He's got like half a mech suit. He's like this huge looking orc with like the gun built into, you know, his arm. It's like a, you know, one of those deals, and he's just a lunatic, just a classic orc poor boss chieftain lunatic. And the whole time you're trying to, you know, defeat him, and he's like getting away, and there's moments where you think you have him and it doesn't. And anyway, the big twist, because now you won't play the game, the big twist in the middle is, turns out your your inquisitor that you're following, turns out he got corrupted by Khorne. Because he was like doing the mind warp thing, like where you like can travel with your mind and other planes and stuff.
Yeah.
And he literally was talking to what he thought was like God or something, or some benevolent being. And it turns out it was Khorne, and a Khorne demon specifically. And he manipulated this inquisitor, and he basically said, hey, you need to open this gate to basically like save this planet. Like, this will, like, stop the orcs, and this is what you need to do, is open this gate. Mm-hmm. And so the Inquisitor is obsessed with opening this gate, or really, like, turning on this machine, because he says once we do it, it'll get rid of the orcs. It'll, like, it's basically designed to fry the orcs planet-wide. Whoops! It opens a portal to Khorne, is the big twist in the middle, and here comes the Khorne, like, his, like, lieutenant, right? And he comes in, and it's a chaos demon. I forget his name. Uh-oh.
Like a bloodletter?
Yeah. Not like a bloodletter. He's like, he's almost like half marine, half demon. He's basically like a chaos space marine, right?
Oh yeah.
All
right.
He's basically just that. But it's Khorne. And all of a sudden, the Khorne, you talking about the bloodletters? The Khorne bloodletters start pouring in. And they look just like from the Warhammer when we played. I mean, it's like the exact thing, dude, but like in like you know, like what do you call it, like Gears of War height, right? Like that kind of like eye level. And I was like nerding out, like, oh my god, it's the Khorne demons. I get to like shoot them with a gun, you know what I mean? Like, they're rushing me and I have to like blast them. And this is again why I love this universe, is that when this, you're turning on this device and all this is going on, the fucking chaos demon guy shows up and you're like, oh my god, this is the real villain, right? Like, okay, now I gotta deal with this. And you're fighting him, and right before this battle really gets underway, like he's approaching you, the fucking orc war boss comes literally out of fucking nowhere, like a goddamn, like Spider-Man. He comes out of nowhere because you think he's dead, because again, you think you killed him earlier, and he says, I ain't that easy to get rid of, you git. And he fucking like tackles the chaos demon guy, and they're like wrestling, and they go over the platform, and they're just wrestling. You don't even know what happens to them. They just both go over the edge, and they're just fighting as they're going down, falling down on the planet's gravity while like they're punching each other. And now you have bloodletters flowing at you, and you're like, well, I got to deal with this. And you're also like, what the fuck was that? Like, it's like, because that just happened. And you thought the orcs were the big bad guy. And here comes this other bigger bad guy. And again, the orcs, why I just fucking love them, this universe. He's like, I don't know who the fuck you are, but now you're my number one enemy. Because you're there. Just because you're right there in front of me. And he
you
just
fucked up my, yeah. And you showed up in my hour, you know, it's like, yeah. It's like his, yeah. He's the orc is like the bell of the ball. Right. And here comes the chaos space marine. Like, right. You fucking asshole. Yeah. I'm the bell of the fucking ball here. Right.
Exactly. That's why I just love that universe, man. There was no like good guys.
Everybody is like either like the Empire, which is like incredibly like not even corrupt, just like it's a theocracy and it's like, you know, you'd like they execute you for like any, you know, any reason. They're constantly like destroying other planets in the name of growing the empire.
Yeah.
They have to feed, I forget it was like 10,000 people a week to like keep the emperor alive because he's on life support.
Right.
Because like his one of the chaos space or one of the space marines like betrayed him. And like left them like for dead. And that's just the Empire. Then you have all the chaos stuff.
Yep.
Then you have the orcs.
Yep.
Then you have like the Eldar, which are kind of like the elves. And you have I forget what they're called in 40K, but they're the dark elves. And they basically capture people to like torture so that their souls don't get sucked up by the, whatever god Slaanesh. They are so evil that they ended up creating a god, like a chaos god. So in that universe, the elves created Slaanesh. The high elves, which like they have servants, not slaves, but they're basically slaves. Yep. I'm trying to think of other groups. It's like every group is like bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they all hate each other. That's what I love. There's no like love loss. Yeah. There's no alliances. Very rarely. No. It's they all kind of
temporary.
Temporary.
They're for like 3 days. Yeah. Right. We'll be allies. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a really interesting world and I've always enjoyed it. And and speaking of, dude, I heard a rumor. You'll like this, or you might be like, "Oh God!" But Total War. Remember, I kept telling you they need to make 40K, right? They need to do a Total War 40K. Supposedly, there's rumors right now that they're making a game, and supposedly they have split off Creative Assembly now. There is two different branches. There's one doing a historical game, which is the next Rome or Egypt or something or whatever, right?
They're
doing a historical
game. They're not going to make any money. Yeah.
And dude, that's exactly, dude. They'll make very little money. They'll make some. Maybe they'll break even, right? Like, okay.
They were giving away Three Kingdoms with, like, if you bought a graphics card, like, hey, we'll give you Three Kingdoms as well.
Right. Dude. Exactly. My thoughts to the historical branch, have fun, guys, because.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, this isn't really fair, man, to them. You have to like really be a historical nerd to be into that shit. And like, you know, it's a niche thing. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. It just is compared to the other side. Dude, Sean, this is what the rumors are, is that they split it off. There's a realistic branch now, Creative Assembly. And now there's a fantasy one. And supposedly the fantasy one, they're working on one of two things. It's either going to be 40K Warhammer, or there's some speculation it might be Star Wars.
Yeah.
And
I could see Star Wars too. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
That'd be kind of interesting, right? I'm like, I might, because the Star Wars, like, I'm done with the movies and shit, right? I'm just done with Disney and the whole thing. But it's always been an interesting universe. And it's like, now you could just put it in you can do the Total War thing. And you get to pick what faction you want and who you want to follow. And you get into like the history of stuff. And maybe they'll have different theaters and different planets you can conquer. And it might look visually cool and the sound effects. Like if they do it right, I'm like, yeah, I'd probably play that. That might be the next strategy game. So yeah, that gave me some optimism for it. Because right now I'm like, I'm playing Command and Conquer Remastered. From 1994 or so, whenever it was.
Anyway, moving on.
Well, speaking of games, I had finally picked a character for Baldur's Gate 3, and it is a tiefling charisma paladin.
Wow.
With Oath of the Crown. So
what's Oath of the Crown go. Do?
It's a new one. They just had a patch and they added Oath of the Crown, and it has a lot of stuff that the Oathbreaker had, but you're not an Oathbreaker.
Right.
Yeah. So it was like a lot of like single target damage stuff. That was that's kind of what the Oathbreaker is. So, and this is kind of the relatively the same.
Got
so,
it.
Yeah. Okay. So it was going to be that. And I planned it, and it was going to dip one into Warlock for the Hexblade.
You put so some that you thought can, into this.
I did put some thought in this. Yeah. Because then you can use a, I don't know what you can use your charisma as the, instead of your strength.
Yeah.
You use charisma because it's a hex blade or a warlock hex blade. So it's like, oh, this is perfect. And then, so I'm in it. I built the character out and I got through the first section where, like, you know, you're on the ship.
I know where this is going.
And then I started moving around and yeah. I got all the team members. And then I realized, what the fuck am I doing with my life here? What's going on? And then I just quit. So
I knew where you were going. I knew there was no way. You're like, I'm in act two now. Like, no, I knew there was. No. Yeah, I know you too well, Sean. What
pissed me off, though, goddamn, again, which every time I try and play this game, because it has so much, like, I don't know what to call it, allure. Like,
it does.
So much like, oh man, this could be so cool.
It's so much
and
depth.
Every yeah. time it's the goddamn inventory system. Like, you have got to be kidding me.
It's brutal, and dude. It's brutal.
It's brutal. And I didn't see, I mean, you can just have, you know, you can mod it to like have unlimited inventory and be like, okay, I'll just carry everything. But it's also like, why is it, you know, and you've talked about it. It's these are the guys who made Divinity or
yep.
Original
yep.
Sin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same style where you have like, there's a million things to pick up and you're
yep.
constantly trying to figure out what to carry
yep.
and what not to carry. And, yep. and it's not like you have one, I don't know, one weapon and one armor. It's like all these you have, it's like Diablo where you have all of this stuff that you, all these items. And then I remember like, and I, it all came back to me as I was like getting ready for like the next phase of the game. It's like, I'm remembering like one of the, you know, like, oh, here's a build. And it was a different one than I did. And it was like, it was super complicated. And it was like, take two levels in Paladin and then three levels in Warlock and then go back to Paladin. And then 11 and 12 take two levels in fighter. And it's like, okay. And then it's like, oh, and then here's all the items you need to get. Because it was all based on like you having items. So it's like, I can't even just, you know, this is like, what was that game? Like Warcraft, like where it's all like you have to get the certain gear, the best in slot gear for it to make sense. And they're like, this isn't going to work unless you get Belt of the Giants or something.
You're something right. That, yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's like, some oh my God. Item.
Yeah. You got to get a Wind Force. The only way this build works is if you get Wind Force. It's like, I played Diablo 2 for, I think, 15 years and I did magic fine runs. I never found Wind Force. Never.
Yeah.
Never. Literally never. It's like a 0.001%. I mean, it's something comical. And say, oh, you'll get it eventually. No, you won't. You could be playing that game for 1,000 years. It can never drop. It's
crazy. I remember doing the same thing, runs in Diablo 2.
Yeah.
And I found one thing, which was like, oh my God. And it was like these, it wasn't even like gauntlets. It was like gloves. Yeah. It's like mitts.
Yeah.
And there was like lifesteal on them. And it's like,
right.
And I was, and it wasn't even good for whatever character I was playing. I was like, I don't need these suck. And it's like, oh, well, it's really good if you make this other character and this other build and you have these three other items. Like, this is so fucking stupid. What am I doing with my life? So, yeah.
Dude, talk about like dangling the carrot. Achievement.
Yeah, 100% dangling the carrot. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. No, totally. I've told you that I've had Baldur's Gate. I've like been kind of towards the first act. It's like somewhere kind of in like, I'd say like the 60-70% range of the first act, I think. I've been on that for like 2 years or something. I can't I can't go back. I'm so afraid. I think I have to start over if I ever, I mean, I'm at this point now, when you, all those things you were saying, I was nodding my head, acting like I knew what you were talking about. It's almost like, what are you like? It almost seems like a different universe. And like that game,
the character creation,
I spent 3 days on the character creation, dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
I spent like 6 months on character creation. It seems like, yeah,
absolutely. How could you not? I was like, do I want to talk to animals and the dead? Well, that's kind of cool.
What?
You can do
that's
that.
Nuts.
Yeah, you can. By the way, that's a huge thing narratively, is talking to the dead, because what happens is like you kill, like someone's dead in the game, right? They just say you walk up and a bunch of people are slaughtered. You can walk up and say to their literal corpse or their ghost that's hanging over it and go, what happened? Like,
oh shit.
Yeah. And they tell you,
yeah,
it's fucking crazy. Or you can like take someone out, right? Let's say there's like, hey, you gotta help me. And you go, nah, I'm not going to do that, and take them out. Then like their ghost is there. And then you could basically like you revive them and you go, hey, so like, where's that treasure? And they go, oh, fuck you, man. Like, you just killed me. Like, it's crazy, dude. That's like a whole second game that you didn't even know existed, right?
So now I know I don't want that skill, because then it's like, right now, every place you go, there's like 100 people to talk to.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
And it's, yeah, like that first town where there's like the druids and then there's like the tiefling refugees.
Yep.
It's like everybody has a fucking thing they want to do. Yes. Everybody has a story. Yep. It's like, now you want me to talk to the animals? The animals are going to have quests for me.
Yes. Yep.
And you want me to talk to the dead? Yes. The fucking corpse? You want me to talk to this corpse? He's going to give me a fucking mission? I'm going to climb up a fucking mountain and get some, like, you know, pot of gold or some shit and go back to this corpse? You are out of your fucking mind.
That's exactly what it is. They're like, I'm dead. Could you go get that signet ring before I... Yeah. And you're like, you're fucking dead. Like, you move on. Like, lucky you.
There's nothing for you. Even if I get this ring for you, you can't have it. You're not a thing. You're not real anymore. You're a ghost. What do you give a fuck for?
You still care about possessions? How are you this petty and stupid? You died and you're still like, but my money.
You're going to die and it's like, make sure you set my fantasy line up. It's like, what is wrong with you?
That's so relatable, because that's exactly what I would do if I died and you had this power, Sean, and you're like, Danny, what should I do? Should I, what $10 you have in like Ethereum? Should I send that, you know, somewhere? What should I do? Did you write a will down? What was your plan? And I'm like, Sean, for the love of God, if you don't drop Kyle Pitts and pick up another tight end, because he's on the bye, and this is really important, because this is week 15, and right now this is wild card weekend, baby, and I need at least 8 points. You're like, what is the matter with this? Is so inconsequential. Even in your death, you still obsess about your kicker. Let it go, like the song said. Like, wow.
So, so glad I didn't know about that. Yeah. That probably would have knocked me out even sooner. Like, wait, there's animal quests and undead quests, and there's like, And there's the Underdark, which is like supposedly like it, basically a second game there.
Yeah.
And all the politics going and the different things you can fight. And of course, a million people to talk to down there.
Exactly.
Like, oh, talk to the Drow. Then, oh, talk to the deep gnomes. And then, oh, talk to the mushroom people. Like, what is going on? Am I high?
The answer is yes. Aren't we all a little high on life, on this nonsense we call life? What is happening right now in the news and life? Anyway, I digest. Oh, and my ghost would totally be telling you guys how to set my fantasy lineup so I can proceed to go 3-11 and be in last place. As I'm going, start Baker Mayfield over Bo Nix. Look at the matchups. Luke. As I fade away, then everyone is sitting on the couch holding their phones out and they're going, did you hear something? I felt a breeze. Anyway, I'm thinking of picking up Jordan Love on the waiver wire, and you can hear me faintly screaming, no, no. I'm like the ghost of Matthew McConaughey, you know, like an Interstellar. You can just hear me screaming, no, don't do it. I'm like hitting bookshelves and shit. No, no, look at Danny Dimes. Danny Dimes is still on the waivers. No. Thanks again for listening. On our journey to the maroon.
She's kind of nice. Who's baby? She's kind of nice. Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be like this. Given everything you put on the list, that blackmail put me in a twist. When we die, who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy The Train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks, back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'ma give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me, and I'ma give it back. Believe that.
Well, Sean, I'm tired of you.
Yeah, don't blame you.